Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon and welcome on this Thursday into Grant and Danny, October 21st, 2021. Ryan and Darius alongside G&D at full strength, getting ready for week 7 to get started in the NFL tonight with Thursday Night Football. What's up, Danny?
What a terrible day trying to get my tuchus into the old 106.7 The Fan studios today. I thought we had an interview scheduled at 1 p.m. Turns out it was canceled. Thank goodness it was, because I couldn't make it at 1 p.m. I was diverted all over this place. Got a nice little... I may as well have been riding a tourist bus, checking out all the areas. No explanation, no signage, nothing on the radio about it, no information about from anybody anywhere at any point in time. Just closed off streets. Just officers of the law with their cars parked side by side. No explanation. I tried a couple different times to say, hey, how can I get to... And before I could get the word out, I was waved off that, no, just get out of here. We're not talking to you. You're ruining everything. Just trying to get to work. Selfish me. What a horse's ass I am. So long and short, I drove around for an hour and 15 minutes, got diverted into Virginia, had to go 395 south, then turned around a couple exits down, and then queued in here, going like 2 or 3 miles per hour for the better part of an hour and a half. The whole point of living in D.C. is you don't have to do that. That's more of a, I commute from an hour away and that I get stuck in traffic sometimes. I'm good. I'm all set on the city. Just pulling the ripcord. I can't wait to leave.
Not being able to drive down certain streets is what DC is. Just having things randomly blocked off with SUVs with sirens on top, that's what a city is.
This better have been the most
like
important
me, by
person.
By the way, Darius. I mean, this is a guy that lives in DC that likes the city.
Not anymore.
He sounds like a Virginia guy. You're right about this. This is what driving in D.C. is. I tried to get back from Capital One Arena the other night, and we're like taking my GPS, and this one's blocked, this one's blocked. Oh, we missed that turn. Oh, we can't go the next 4 streets because they're all one way. That's D.C. Welcome. It's a fun time. Enjoy yourself.
No, again, huge swaths of the city. If you'd like to get from northwest to southeast where we are, you don't have any options. Why don't you just take a tack hammer and hit yourself in the shin? If you're bored, here's a screwdriver. There's your testicle. Go get it, buddy. Ridiculous. What the hell is going on? If there was an explanation, we said, oh, okay, fine. The Prince of Zamunda is here. Aliens are visiting the mall. Or maybe Demi Lovato says we can't use the word
scouting.
Aliens. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. The beings from other planets, whatever. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All I want is an explanation. And I was denied that. Fun. Anyway, that's all I'm doing. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm getting ready for my big trip. I fly out at 7 in the morning to Appleton, Wisconsin. It's really hard to fly in and out of Green Bay, by the way. So I'm going to fly to Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm going to rent a car and drive to Green Bay. I'll be broadcasting live tomorrow, 1 to 5:30 local, 2 to 6:30 back here. So if you're in Green Bay going for the game, if you're going to be around Lambeau tomorrow, come on by Hinterland Brewery in your burgundy and gold and post up and get a drink and watch me sit there and talk to Danny back in D.C. But I rented a car this morning. You know what's way more expensive than you think it is? Renting a car. You done that lately? I couldn't believe how much it costs to rent a car. Now, this is my own fault. I'm not saying anybody did anything wrong.
Okay.
I think this is just one of those things where I don't have to do it very often, and I assume that renting a car is a lot.
You're like, oh yeah, $29 a day or whatever. There are ads that always tell you how easy it is.
Way more expensive than you would have thought. Ryan explains it all, Clarissa style. What do you think renting a car costs, just out of curiosity? Like, let's say you're going to Green Bay, you need a car, you're landing tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So you need it for Friday, you need it for Saturday, you need it for Sunday, you're going to drop it off after the game and fly out Sunday night, 3 days.
I would say there's like a 100-mile-per-hour rate, so then I would say about...
Wait, hold on, what does that mean?
Just like you get charged for every like 100 miles or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That, I don't know. But I would say roughly around $450 total for 3 days. $450.
Okay. That's about what I'm paying. You hit it right about on the head. Now, I happen to think that that's outrageous.
Yeah.
And that Ryan's was like crazy high in his guess. But maybe he's a genius. Maybe he's just a savant. Does that seem right to you?
No, that's three times as much as it should be. But something's going on where the cost of everything is just astounding right now. I understand, you know, location matters and different things. The gas station closest to my house, gas is $4.19. Somebody fix it. Someone do something right away. Right. Someone have the same urgency that I have. This goes for the Washington football team and quarterback.
You're talking about Ron Rivera right
this
now?
This goes for anybody that's in charge of anything. I don't know anything. Please no one yell at me. I just like coming to work. I need someone to say, that's now lower, and then it's lower. Do that. Do that right now.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I've rented cars in the past a couple times. The last time I remember renting a car, my wife and I, when we were still dating, went to Sarasota for a week. We did a spring training trip where we drove all over the joint, went to a bunch of baseball games. We rented a car for like 7 or 8 days, and I want to say it cost me like $600-some. Over $400 for like 63 hours with this car. Mm. And by the way, it is the nubbiest number you've ever nubbed.
Yeah, they're like, are you going to bring it back totally full? There's a gas station a quarter mile away.
You can't find a nubbier number than this car. I'm not going to say what it is, but just know that it's a nubber. So expensive. I couldn't believe it. So it got me to thinking, if you guys want to chime in on the phones, you can, on the Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. But really, more importantly, I was hoping for some tweets. Something that just costs way more money than you expect it to. Like, you don't do it very often. You know that it exists, that it's out there. But then when you do it, you're like, wow, this is really expensive. You got one?
I have several things. Top of my head, I thought of two things right away when you posed the question.
Yeah, right before we went on, the music's playing. I said, hey, Danny, come up with something that you think is more expensive than it should be or always like blows you away how much it is.
Furniture. The first thing I thought of was furniture. Like, oh, so something to sit down on. It's got four legs. People used to do this, you know, like they cobbled things together and you could sit. You could put your fat butt and just sit down. Always stunned when my wife makes me go through one of these stores and she just sort of gently brushes some of the fabric and I'll just out of curiosity look at the price tag. It's usually 5 or 6 times more than I would ever pay for something.
That's so true.
So that's furniture number
one. Like a couch at one of these stores, you're like, oh, this is nice. I'd sit on this. I'd get this.
I go, this is nice. Like, yeah.
$6,000 more than you. Like, you're like, I'm gonna be.
Oh, this is the hover couch.
So let's see. I think it should be about $2,000. So I'm going to add $1,500 because then I'll be in the ballpark.
Because the store's got to make money. I
and
get it.
And you're still $6,000 off.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, this one's turquoise for some reason. What? I'm always blown away by how much furniture costs. This one isn't even functional, and that's $8,000. The second thing that I find outrageous, and no one will ever be able to convince me that it's smart or correct. China. Not the nation. Plates. Sloppy plates that are just receptacles for your food. So you're not eating on the floor or not eating directly on the table. Nice china or decent dishware cost 275 times what it should. A piece of plastic plate should cost $5. And if you break it, it shouldn't be that big a deal. Things that we were going to register for or what, hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. $640 for some china from Neiman Marcus that looks like cow spots. I don't care about eating off that. I'll eat off paper plates the rest of my life. Hundreds of dollars for China. So stupid.
Yeah. If it was up to me, and I am a minimalist, you know this about me. Like, I would just get 7 t-shirts that say Monday through Sunday, and I would just wear those every day, wherever I go. Just like on the front in white script with a black t-shirt, it would say Monday, and that would be my Monday shirt. And I have 7 shirts. I'd be so happy. That's all I want. I would have, there's 4 of us in my family, so I would have a total of like 6 little plastic plates that are just easy, clean, never to be scratched. You can't break them plates. That's what we would use forever. We got 6,000 plates in my house.
Oh, I'm sure.
I want 3 plastic cups, like 2 stadium, big, silly, supersized cups. That's all I need. We got 800 cups and wine glasses and this occasion and that occasion.
Yeah, when we go to my father-in-law's house, I just find this big Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck stadium cup and drink water out of it.
That's what I want.
Like, they have all these different fancy things. Like, do you want this martini glass? And I'm like, nope, the giant plastic stadium cup, please.
I also hate types of, this is now a whole different thing.
Sure.
But like, I said this to my wife, like, any kind of cup that isn't just designed to stack with other cups or to just go nicely into something, I hate it. If it's got a weird shape or like wine glasses are a little bit too tall I got to lay them down. Like any of
that
stuff.
Or those ones that are awkwardly fat. You know what I mean? Like they're wide in the middle because it lets the nose of the wine breathe. It gets the tannins. Really pretentious, Peter? It's rotten grapes. Settle down. We don't need special cups.
Paul's in Southern Maryland on Grant and Danny wants to chime in. Hey, Paul, you're on the fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So I might have an explanation as to why the rental is so exorbitantly high priced. I took my car in for servicing to the dealership 2 weeks ago, and to kill a little bit of time, I'm walking around the lot, and I noticed that there are no cars. And I asked one of the dealers there, one of the salespersons, and they pointed out that on the sticker, they are charging, in addition to whatever the price might be for a car, an extra $4,000 to $6,000 because apparently due to COVID, there is a national car shortage. Hmm. So that may have something to do with your price.
Thank you, Paul. Good info. It's a good time for me to let you know that my buddy, Paul Smith over at Lindsay Chevy in Woodbridge, they got a lot of cars in stock.
Look at the value added over there. Look at
right
you.
Right now. I know that because in the commercial that I do in the read, it mentions how many cars they have in stock compared to the other places. But yeah, if there's a shortage, that would make sense. Supply and demand, I learned about that in school. I guess that goes for renting cars too? I don't really know. I mean, that seems like a different thing, like a different...
I sort of thought that'd be a different silo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a different barn. I don't know anything. I want to be fully upfront about that.
It seems to me like fewer people are traveling.
Yeah.
There should be more cars on these lots.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a buddy of mine who works at a rental car place, I texted him today. I'm like, you got any tricks here, man? This is ridiculous. He's like, not really any tricks, dude. But he said to me, he goes, from what I can tell, there's a lot of cars on most of the lots right now. They might upgrade you at least, if that's any consolation. Let's go to Sean in Rockville. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, gents, how are you?
Hey, dude.
Hey, so, yeah, I think the other caller started it off, and I'll just wrap it up there. So the rental market, they found it more profitable to sell their rental cars as used cars than to keep them on the lot and try to rent them out during COVID. And because of the COVID backlog of, you know, the logistics and shipping, you know, from microchips out of the mines and to production and car factories, they never got backfills on their cars on a rental lot. And so they're just hurting really bad.
Hmm.
I actually think I read that, jogged my memory a little bit. I read something about that, and I don't retain what I read very well.
Yeah, where was that when I needed it 6 minutes
that
ago?
That would have been so much more helpful if I just, instead of staring at you, had actually offered that. That totally sounds like something I read at one point.
Chris said, I'm a brand new homeowner. Blinds are so expensive.
Oh, come on with the blinds.
How expensive are blinds?
Paper towels taped up there keep the sunlight out.
I will just not have blinds in rooms where we don't regularly have people overpaying for blinds. You can call me cheap if you want to. I call me smart. Blinds are too expensive. Why are they so expensive?
Anything that's sort of towards your home at this point, they know they've got you. I'm not talking about plywood either, where it's like, oh, do you want a shade? You want something that goes on top of your lamp?
I got a travel agent here telling me to use Turo instead, T-U-R-O. You know what that means?
Yes. So there are car sharing apps. I heard of that one through our friend Erin Hawksworth. When she was living here previously, she used to do that.
This is a thing that happens.
It's a thing. So she was such a hustler. I couldn't believe this. She had 2 different cars that she owned. She owned 2 cars and was like, this car, this one right here, pays for itself via this Turo app.
Okay, but if I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin, how do I know how many people are doing Turo in Appleton?
I don't know what your Turo population is.
I need it at a certain time.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like logistically it could be tough.
It's like Airbnb, but for cars.
I love the idea. That's genius.
It's a genius idea.
Let's go to Gary in Springfield on Grant and Danny. Gary, we kind of stumbled into discussing things that are more expensive than they should be. I was blown away how much it costs to rent a car today.
Man, have you priced a mattress lately? Especially if you get a top-of-the-line mattress. You have to go in debt. You have to take a bank loan. You have to take out a bank loan.
I remember going to a mattress store like when I was first moving out of my parents' house when I was 18 to come up to Northern Virginia to go to college. And I remember just the sticker shock was next level.
Yeah, and check this out. Here's the thing. I don't care how much you pay for it. It can be top of the line, Sealy, Posturepedic, whatever. Within a year, it's going to sink in the middle, and you're going to feel like you're sleeping in a ditch. I don't care how much it costs. That's what's going to happen.
I love it.
Appreciate you, buddy. I still use the Casper mattresses we got through the radio show years ago. I'm not advertising for them anymore. I mean, this has been when we first started. I haven't had any issues, but thank God for that deal we had with
Seriously.
Casper.
So my wife and I, years ago, we went and did the whole thing. We got a super expensive one. Like, we were like, this, we're sleeping. It's a big thing we're committed to. We're going to do this right. You know, I've had back problems, whatever. Who cares? Let's go get a really nice one. And we did. And we got it and used for a while. And then I got that Casper one. I'm telling you, that Casper one, at a fraction of the cost, was every bit as good, if not better, than that super expensive one that we priced out for probably a third of the cost.
I believe it. I mean, we haven't had an issue. It's been, I don't know how many years, 7, 8 years?
Yeah, it's probably 7 years now, right?
We'll probably have it twice as long as that. George, St. Mary's, you're on Grant and Danny, trying to rent a car to go to Green Bay to see the football team. Stunned by the price. Okay. What's up, dude?
How you doing, long-time listener? But it could help you out big time. Rent a U-Haul for $29 a day. I've been renting one going to Florida for $29 a day.
I see what he's saying.
Like a U-Haul truck.
I'm thinking of driving the U-Haul to Green Bay. He's saying fly to Green Bay like I'm going to. Just find a U-Haul place in Green Bay and then go back and forth to Lambeau Field in the U-Haul.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm moving myself to Green Bay.
That's hysterical. I mean, I can't imagine game day. It's going to be that pleasant to try to park that U-Haul right around Lambeau Field. I don't know if that's going to be that conducive. There is something more expensive than you think it should be or normally expect.
So I know Danny brought up furniture already in general, but I want to be more specific since I actually just tried to do some shopping for this. Office chairs are butt expensive.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
Let me guess because I have no idea.
Sure.
Explain what kind of office chair you're talking about.
So... me in particular, I'm a larger gentleman, as you know.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get a big and tall office chair. Something that's a little bit wider, more comfortable, has
like
some of that
cushiony
padding. Yeah, I want some more cushion for my buttocks.
Knowing that he's saying it's expensive, I'm going to add to what I would have said. I would have said like $149. So now I'm going to say like $179,
$195. $549.
There you go.
I mean, that's insane.
There you go. Danny's right.
That's crazy.
We were doing shows at home, if you remember, for a year. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get a chair for myself to sit in instead of sitting in this like really uncomfortable hunk of metal or like some deck chair that I was sitting that I'd haul down to the latrine downstairs. I'm gonna get something nice. You know what I'm not gonna do is get anything. I'm getting nothing. I'm just gonna sit uncomfortably for the rest of the year. I couldn't believe it.
This is a big difference between me and my lovely, wonderful bride, who's such a good mom and such a good wife. I have a chair that I was given from a neighbor when they were moving out at one point that I still sit in. It's not quite falling apart, but it's not in the great shape.
It's not good.
I think I'll have that chair until I don't exist anymore if she doesn't have anything to do with it. Now, at some point, she will decide that she has something to do with it. But this is in the basement. I use it for radio shows or whatever. It's just it's a nice office chair, I would say. It's like a cushiony. It's not rubber. I don't know what it's made of. What is that? Foam on the office chair that you push.
Yeah, I don't know what the substance
like a faux is. Faux leather, maybe something.
You use
like
words
that.
Like plush, and you hope right. No one asks any follow-ups.
All I know is, if it's up to me, I'll have that chair for a decade from this point forward. Some point, she's going to say, "Hey, it's time to do something about this." 800-636-1067. You want to weigh in? We can take a couple more on this. We do need to at some point get into the crux of the show. Huge win for the Wiz in game one. First time in 4 years, they're 1-0. Caps in action on the road tonight against the Devils. NFL week 7 begins. Thursday night football should be a tough watch tonight between the Broncos and the Browns. Couple of 3-3 teams. There's a lot going on in Ashburn with both coordinators talking today. We've got the latest from Jack Del Rio and Scott Turner. All coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We want to get our first deep dive into Green Bay and Washington. This segment coming up in just a couple of minutes. Kind of chance do you give the football team? Do that on Grant and Danny. But first, shout out to the Wizards. They are 1-0. They have not opened the season with a dub in 4 years. 15-point win last night. Double-double for Kyle Kuzma, who grabbed 15 rebounds. And they played some defense. They allowed 22 or fewer points in the first three quarters of the ball game last night. 83 points total. The Raptors shot a little over 30% from the floor. They ended up, as the game went on, running out of some gas, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
For the first three quarters, it was a blast to watch.
Absolutely. And they shot terribly themselves from three. Toronto, you know, missed some shots that you normally think they might make at different points, but you got to give the Wizards some credit. I liked sort of the hockey style rotations, playing, you know, 9-10 guys. And if you want to play defense that way, maybe that's what you have to do. So I like that. The two best things going right now for them, that center combination of Gafford and Montrezl Harrell, is wonderful to watch. If you don't have a guy that's Karl-Anthony Towns or can spread the floor, you get guys that are energy dudes that can harass people on defense and are rim runners. That's what you have there on offense. The second best thing is I may have to update my file on Kyle Kuzma, dude. I thought he was just a passenger, a guy that, you know, would basically go my turn, your turn on offense. When LeBron got tired a couple times when he was in L.A., I was really impressed with his overall game last night. Only 4-for-13 from the field, but he did a lot of things on the basketball court. I kind of didn't know he had it in his arsenal. With him at the four, you got space. You got guys can get into the rim. Bradley Beal can operate. I liked what I saw. That's the best they've looked early in the season. It's only one game, obviously, in some time. They usually just start out 3-9 and then kind of figure it out and play 500 the rest of the way. They're not going to do that this year, it looks like. That's good.
Yeah, there was a lot I liked about the rotation, the youth, some of the exuberance,
yeah,
the energy. Trez Harrell looked like he's going to really bring some bench energy to them.
Absolutely.
Which I loved. Gafford can jump out the gym, was an awesome rim protector last night. There's a lot of things about this club that I like, but it is just one game. Kuzma frustrated me a couple times with shot selection, which, yes, I remember was his thing in, yeah, LA too. Like, maybe that's just baked in and that's always going to be part of it. But they were at a point in the second half of the game where I'm trying to run some clock and I'm trying to get a good look, and he's just like hoisting with 18 seconds left on the shot clock when the Raptors have all the momentum, yeah, and nobody there to get a rebound.
He's like, I'll save it. Like, please don't try to save it.
But that aside, I thought he did play a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
Capitals in action tonight. They've been very good early this season. Points in all three of their games. Two wins and one OT loss. So out of a possible 6 points, they've garnered 5 at home, and this is their first road game now. They're in New Jersey to take on the Devils, a surprising 2-0 start. This will be a fun game to watch tonight in the 7 o'clock hour. Face-off right about 7:05, and you can hear the game right here on the Fan. We're taking you up to 6:45 tonight. But that brings us to the Washington football team. We're going to talk to Ben Standig coming up at 3 o'clock about the quarterback position, because I want to today get into like what they're going to try to do at QB long-term moving forward. The rumor came out about Tua yesterday. We shot that down pretty quickly and said this isn't a thing. Took some calls on whether they should even be in the business of guys like Tua. Should they try to play the long game and try for something bigger and better on the market, or trade up and get a rookie next year? We'll talk to Ben, who wrote a story for The Athletic about some of their quarterbacking options, coming up in about a half hour. But first, feel on the Packers. We normally like to do that on Thursday. Look ahead to the game this weekend. 1 o'clock kick at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Pack lost in embarrassing fashion in week one to the Saints. Everyone kind of jumped off the wagon and said something wasn't right. They didn't have a good offseason. Aaron Rodgers should have been there training during OTAs. Since then, over the last 5 weeks, they're probably the most impressive team in football, and they've been 5-0 in that time. They've now had 38 games in the Matt LaFleur era, the former quarterbacks coach here in Washington of Griffin and Cousins that I covered for 4 years on the beat. They're 31-7 in those 38 games.
That's incredible.
Now, everybody says, well, Aaron Rodgers is his quarterback. In the 38 games Aaron Rodgers started before LaFleur got there, they were 20-17-1. So I'm not sitting here telling you that LaFleur is not lucky to have gone to Green Bay, or that he's not lucky to get to call Aaron Rodgers his quarterback. That's the main reason why they're 31-7. But to just say he's got Rodgers, of course he's 31-7. The 38 games before he got there, when 12 was on the field, they were 20-17-1. Give this guy a little bit of credit. He's done a damn good job.
He's
in
done
Green
a great
Bay.
Job. And it makes me, doesn't make me go, yeah, but Aaron Rodgers. It makes me go, oh my God, Mike McCarthy, are you kidding me? That's my first
well,
thought
McCarthy
based
wasn't,
on that.
I don't. Was he the one that was blown out, or Joe Philbin might have been there?
So I thought it was
maybe
McCarthy.
Maybe it was McCarthy right
maybe
up
I'm wrong.
The end. You're probably
could,
right.
I could have messed that up. But anyway, my first thought is that guy's not a very good coach. And anytime I get a chance to take a jab at him, I'm going to do that. But back to Green Bay specifically, they've got that excellent team thing. And here's what I mean. This past week, I keep pointing to this. Against Chicago, they didn't have to do very much. And they just kind of cruised. They won, they scored enough points and just took their foot off the gas, and Chicago was never a threat. They've had a couple squeakers. When San Francisco was a little healthier in week three, that was a great ball game on Sunday Night Football, if you remember. Green Bay won 30-28. Went to overtime against Cincinnati on the road there in Cincy. Cincy didn't back down, so they kind of had just enough to be able to do it because they've got Aaron Rodgers, who's a Superman. But they can win a bunch of different ways. Would you like to get grounded and pounded? Aaron Jones, come on down. Here comes multiple touchdowns. And A.J. Dillon, ready on alert 5 to thump when it comes time to do that. If you want Aaron Rodgers to pick you apart, they'll line up 17, Devontae Adams, everywhere. He lines up in a different place pretty much every play. They find your weakness. They have Jedi mind melds at this point. And Aaron Rodgers is throwing it before Adams breaks. He is the best receiver in the NFL for my money. He is unstoppable. Rodgers is still at the height of his powers. Good luck stopping them, man.
It's stunning to me like how pedestrian their numbers are, right? You think of that offense. Wouldn't you think they're pretty elite offensively? They're the 23rd ranked offense in the NFL.
I think that first, the sample may be small enough for that first game really skewed it.
That's possible.
Because they're third. What are they, 15th in scoring, 13th in scoring? And they've been steadily climbing up because they've been averaging like 27 points a game, I think, their last four or five.
18th in yards per play, 17th in rushing, and right around 21st in passing, although I'm more of a YPP guy. I like per play. I think it takes some of the variables of game script out of the equation. So they're 15th in running the ball in that regard and 13th in throwing the ball. Rodgers doesn't throw picks. You know that. 7th best at avoiding those. You can hit him. He will hold on to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He will take some sacks. Only 12 teams have allowed more sacks than the Packers have. They give up a sack about 7% of their dropbacks. But if you just look at it, first downs per game, they're 17th. If you're looking at third down percentage, they're 14th. Like, there's nothing really that they're doing great. But you still go into games that are you're unsettled by the fact that you're playing Rodgers. And to your point, I think just like Dallas, I was giving them a lot of credit on the show yesterday for this. They can do what they want based on the week and the matchup. As you said, if they got to throw the ball to win a game, they're going to be able to do that.
Yep.
They've got the reigning MVP and one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever lived. We've seen it this year. But last week, they ran it 35 times with their two tailbacks for like nearly a couple hundred yards. And I think that's the kind of game it's going to be this week. I think they'll just, Washington might be semi in it because I think it's going to be one of those games where they're just grounding and pounding. You don't have to get cute. You don't have to be exotic offensively. Just hand it off to Aaron and A.J. Dillon in the backfield. And they're going to get where they want to go. Defensively, I don't know that they're as good as their ranking, which is 5th overall right now in the NFL. You know where they've been really good is against the pass. They're 5th in yards per play against the pass this year. Surprising with the injury to Jaire Alexander, who's one of the better corners in the league. But they pick passes off, so Heinicke better know where he's going with the football pre-snap. They're 7th right now in interception rate defensively. And they can also get to the quarterback. Top half of the league, despite some injuries, Darius Smith, Preston Smith, about 7% of the time they get home for sacks. But they're fringe top 10 in most categories defensively. One area where they're terrible on defense, I'll say, red zone. Every single red zone trip against the Packers defense this year has resulted in a touchdown.
Every single one?
Every single red zone trip has resulted in a touchdown.
Wow.
I don't think I've seen that 6 games into a season before.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Barry. Joe Barry's here. So I don't think Za'Darius Smith is available, right? Isn't he hurt?
He's not been playing.
Yeah, he hasn't played. So that's a big loss for them. But Kenny Clark is a terrific player that nobody really remembers or talks about. He's like a 7-8 sack guy. I think with everything goes right. Preston Smith, still pretty good. He can get after the passer. Sort of limited in some of the other things that he does. But if you just say, hey, go hunt, get upfield, he could certainly do that. He's got 6 quarterback hits. The guy that I'm fascinated to see, I don't remember this player a ton, but Rashawn Gary has 11 QB hits, leads their team. I don't remember Rashawn Gary. It sort of burst on the scene to me here this year. So I apologize if other folks have a deeper file. But this Green Bay defense, I think it's still a little bit skewed because there have been 2 games where the other team did what they wanted. That Saints game, it was just a bloodbath. And against the 49ers, they moved the football pretty impressively. Everybody else, they've held to 22 points or less. Pretty impressive in the modern NFL. Now, granted, they played Detroit and they played Pittsburgh, whose offenses are wretched, but they were pretty. I thought they were really good against Cincinnati, and that with all those weapons, with everybody slinging it, and that was a back and forth game, anybody's ball game, and that one obviously went to overtime. But that's the one I kind of went, maybe Green Bay's defense is okay.
Gary was the 12th pick in the draft 2 years ago out of Michigan, and he was a good player coming off the edge at Michigan. He was behind the Smiths, and now that
he
Za'Darius
didn't do anything
back
for a while,
surgery,
right? Yeah.
For 2 years, he was kind of their third guy, like a spare rusher. But with Za'Darius having had back surgery in early October and out for an extended period of time, he's getting to play. But he did have 5 sacks last year. He was kind of like, more of their Kerrigan. Like, he would spell guys who came in and got a handful of sacks. But, as you said, he's getting to the quarterback. They can rush the QB a little bit. How do you guys feel about this matchup? That is the question. We'll think bigger picture and talk about the long-term quarterback play. Starting at 3:00 here on Grant and Danny. But if they lose, they're 2-5 through 7, and the wheels are starting to come off, and the schedule's not getting much easier moving forward. Do you think, in some way, they've got an advantage on paper in one of these areas? If you're trying to figure out how they could upset the Packers, what arithmetic are you doing there? 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listening to the fan, Ben Standig asked around NFL executives, agents, about Washington's current situation at quarterback. Seems like clock is striking midnight on the Cinderella story that is Taylor Heinicke, and we're starting to now figure out maybe they got to find a guy again this offseason, which most of us have known all along. So where do you go? What do you do? And as he started asking those questions of people with other teams, Washington might be in a really tough spot moving forward, trying to find that quarterback. We'll ask him about that in about 12 minutes. But right now we're talking about the Packers and the football team at Lambeau Field. My gut feel on this is kind of a 31-17, you know, 30-20 type game where the Packers run it enough and are balanced enough that they're not just trying to chuck it all over the place for fear of, you know, you come into a game like this and you throw it, you might be able to score 40, but you might make enough mistakes too with a sack, fumble, or an interception where you can keep the team not as good as you in the game. And I think they're just going to line up and try to push Washington around. And after four quarters, because we think we're better than you, we're going to be 10 points ahead of you. And I think that's about what this game's going to end up looking like.
You don't have to do anything special this week.
Yeah,
you
just go play football, and after 60 minutes, you'll have scored 12 more points than them.
You save your special for, you know, when Minnesota comes to town or something like that, if you need a win in the division, or when you play Arizona on the road next week, then you run all your special stuff where Devonta Adams is lined up all over the field doing exotic things. They'll do just enough to win this football game, and they'll win it by double digits.
Let's go to Shane in Woodbridge. Shane, what's your first feel on the Packers and the Washington football team?
Well, I thought it was interesting you brought up the Cinderella story thing because I think Sunday is the ball, fella. I think we're going to see a whole bunch of YOLO balls from old Heinicke, and I say that because the narrative that nobody's brought up, he was a Brett Favre guy. You don't think he's going to go out in Lambeau and just heave it? You know what I mean? So I don't think, you know, we don't obviously have enough firepower to win, but I think it could actually be a fun game to watch or a disaster. I mean, he might turn into a pumpkin and throw like 50 picks, but it is what it is, you know? I mean, I think he's going to go out there and swing it around, though, at least. I think we're going to see playmaker.
They should.
The Favre thing's interesting, too. You grow up a Favre fan, you're going to Lambeau, like, you know he's going to have chills the entire time pregame. I mean, this is his element, trying to go Favre it up where Favre did Favre things. I actually think this is a great spot for Heinicke. I thought the Bills game was going to be bad, and I really, really worried about the Saints game. Now, I couldn't have been more wrong about the Chiefs game, because what has happened mostly in his career, and certainly in the limited capacity we've evaluated him this season, is when you play a bad defense, he puts up numbers and everyone reacts as if we got the guy. And then when you play a good defense, he gets confused and it has not been nearly as good. This is a defense that is rated favorably, but I actually think you'll be chasing the game a little bit. You're going to be behind. There's going to be some plays to be made. I could see him throwing for 250 or 260 and a couple touchdowns in this game this weekend.
I'm hoping there's early and often aggression. That's both for Ron Rivera and Scott Turner. I need to learn the lesson from Kansas City that, well, I'm in the game against Green Bay. Let me play it tight to the vest, and I'll kick that field goal with my new kicker, Blewett. No. Reckless abandon. Trickery. You know, double move on the move. Move the first move, fake your wide receiver screen, and then throw it deep to Ricky Seals-Jones like you did this past week. I need more adventure plays. You are not going to win this game by just lining up and trying to beat the opponent. You could save that for, you know, when you scrimmage a college team. This group isn't going to be better than anybody, especially on offense, as they go forward until they get some of these pieces back, whether it's Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel or otherwise. I want some adventure.
Let's go to Bernie in Potomac Falls real quick. Bernie, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Man, Danny, you just stole my thunder because literally verbatim what I was going to say is you just can't line up. You just can't line up and say our scheme will win. Our 5 yard down and out is that's you. You don't have the talent at the skill position. I've been tweeting this. They do not look who Heinicke's thrown to. I'm not a Heinicke apologist. Look who he's throwing to. Right, guys that were on the practice squad, guys that were not supposed to be getting time. So you can't just line up and say, we're going to win these one-on-ones. Heinicke, this guy's going to be open. You're going to have to throw people open, and you're going to have to extend plays. The simplest thing I can think of, I don't know if you guys have ever played pickup basketball or played a golf course where I can't carry 220, right? I'm not going to be able to carry 220. I don't have that club. So I can't try to carry 220, right? Hit it short, lay it up, do whatever. Same thing in basketball. When you know that dude is quicker than you or better than you, don't play him straight up. You can't go into this game thinking your talent will win. So I know you got a lot of calls.
No, it's an awesome call.
Appreciate you. 100%
right. It's a really, really, really good call. And if it was old school and we had T-shirts to give away, I would give you one because I agree with everything you said. I thought it was super smart. For me, the thing that makes Heinicke different, probably better, but certainly different than the other guys on this roster, is that he can help you with his legs.
Yep, the runaround.
He has to do that. Didn't really try to do it against Kansas City. There have been a couple of times this season where he just didn't really try to do it. And on those days, he just looks like a guy that doesn't really belong. He's got to give you what he does best. Standig wrote a great story on the QB position. He'll join us next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.